Steelers Today. I'm Dale Lally here with Tom Reed, and we're here outside the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex, as we are every day, bringing you the updates and news on what's happening with the Steelers here on DK Pittsburgh Sports. Tom, the win by the Steelers on Sunday, coupled with losses by the Bengals and the Browns, the Ravens didn't lose, but certainly face a much tougher task this week with the Los Angeles Chargers. But the win by the Steelers, I know they're still in last place. We know this. But it does set them back up in position in the AFC North, if not the AFC in general, to kind of stay relevant in that playoff race.
Yeah, if they had lost to the Broncos, it was mock draft season for the Steelers. They avoid that. And really, they have about a four-game window here where they have a chance to climb back into the race, coupled with their schedule. Again, the Seattle this week, a Russell Wilson-less Seattle, a bye, the Browns, and then what's it, the Lions and the Bears?
The Bears and the Lions, yeah.
Right. So there is, if they're going to get back into this race, get themselves a chance to get into the playoffs, not necessarily win the division, but get back into it, I think it's right now. They've got to take advantage of a wounded Seattle team. We'll see what happens with the Browns. They play Arizona this week.
Yeah, they've got the Cardinals.
They could be the unbeaten
Cardinals, by the way.
Yeah, they could potentially be 3-3 by the time that they play the Steelers. So. This is, to me, a big chance because we know toward the end of the season, the schedule gets really tough.
So well, it gets tough. I wonder about that because I've watched the Ravens play a couple of times now. They've been very fortunate to come out of a couple of these games with some wins, the ball bouncing their way. The game against the Lions, they get a 66-yard field goal to beat the Lions. I'm not sure that they're I think they're a good team. And obviously, they're a franchise that knows how to win. I'm not sure they're a great team. I think if you were stacking the AFC right now, you'd have Buffalo at the top.
Yes.
You'd have the Chargers right there as well. I still believe in the Chiefs, even though they're 2-3.
I'm with you.
It's tough to throw them out of that group. I think the Ravens and Browns are in that playoff mix. And then somebody from the AFC South is going to make it. That leaves one more spot. And you got the Bengals. You got the Steelers.
Yeah.
I think the Broncos are probably going to go the wrong way. I think the Raiders are going to go the other way.
I agree.
So, you start looking at it, and all of a sudden, you got that win against the Broncos last week. That could be a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
You get to play the Bengals again this year.
Yep.
Now you got to beat them in Cincinnati. That's a must-win game now. But who's that seventh team in the AFC? Why not Pittsburgh?
Well, yeah, and again, I think that's why this four-game stretch with the bye in between is so important. They've got to get at least three of those games.
Yeah.
And the other game is in Cleveland. That could be the toughest task of the four games, the way I look at it. But if you go 3-1 there, I think you give yourself a legitimate chance, at least at that point, to jump into the race for a playoff spot. And really, let's be honest, it would be nice to start any playoff series. Any team wants to play at home, just get in.
Just get in.
And that gives, if they go 3-1 in this next stretch, that gives them hope in the second half of the season to get in.
Well, I think the interesting thing about it is that, when the schedule came out, everybody was talking, well, the Steelers are going to lose in Buffalo.
Yeah.
The Steelers will lose in Green Bay.
Yeah.
A lot of people were picking the Steelers to lose to Seattle. I didn't necessarily see that one, but I know a lot of people were predicting that as a loss. I mean, they lost here to Russell Wilson a couple of years ago. That was a game Ben Roethlisberger got hurt. So you're looking at three losses there. So if they win this game against the Seattle Seahawks, they're at 3-3, which is where a lot of people projected them to be anyways.
Yeah, like I said, it's one of those things. And, in a sport where there's only 16 games, every win or loss. 17, I'm sorry. Every win or loss is just either a party or a funeral.
Yeah.
And they've had some funerals early.
Yeah. The way that they played against the Broncos, the way that they won the game against the Broncos, finding the running game, getting that thing going, the offensive line playing better than it had at any point in this season, gives you some hope that they are maybe perhaps turning the corner here a little bit. That's a good Denver defense that they ran the ball against. That's a good Denver defense that they – you know, kept Roethlisberger upright against. If you can do that against that defense, you can pretty much handle anybody else that's on the schedule.
Oh, well, again, we talked about this yesterday, the Seattle team that is just hemorrhaging points and yardage. Awesome. So that, again, you if you can win on Sunday night, go into the bye, get healthy, I think it sets you up for at least a chance to get back into this thing. We'll see from there. And look, we have no idea. The Browns, I picked the Browns to win the division, but they've got some injury issues. They've got some issues on their offensive line. There's still some underlying questions about Baker Mayfield. The run game is legit. You know, Landry's been out. So you never know. You never know who's. It may come down to attrition, who's healthy enough. Well,
and that's the great thing about having that bye week for the Steelers before playing the Browns. The Browns have to play another game. Who knows who they'll be with or without. You know, when they do play the Steelers get the chance to heal up a little bit. You know, I'm not going to say, you know, everybody says, did the bye week come at the right time? It only did if, you know, it depends on who you're getting back coming out of that, who's not. We did see Stephon Tuitt over there this morning running around a little bit on the field. That's getting closer and closer. They need to get him back, but we'll see when that happens. As I reported last week, there's a chance that they activate him, you know, coming out of the bye week, at least allow him to start practicing again. We'll see where that goes. Obviously, he could have some setbacks. This is still, they're kind of playing this by ear with Stephon Tuitt right now, but Tom, appreciate your time here. That's going to do it for the show. We want to thank our partners at BetQL. You can obviously follow all the directions here to partner up with that or go check that site out. But that's going to do it for Steelers Today. I'm Dale Lally. He's Tom Reed. Bye.